This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a situation in the country, a very dangerous situation, and I'll be frank with you right now. I know I'm not supposed to say this because I'm on television, and I'm supposed to know everything, but I don't know where this is going to go. But I do know where we are, and we can talk about some things that are coming, some things that we've seen. So let's focus right now on Illinois. Let's focus on Chicago, what's happening there with ICE and their politicians and things like that. Because we have to understand that there are parts of America that are no longer America. And that is very, very difficult for people to hear. For patriots like you to hear, for normies to hear, it's difficult for me to say. It's hard to accept that places that are, you know, should be part of our fabric, should be part of our country, they're not America anymore. But there are places in America that are not America anymore. We have always had, you know, red rural America, and urban America has always been more to the left, bluer America. That's something that has always existed, and that's fine. You can go on as a country. But what we have not had until recent years, maybe a couple decades, is the urban parts of our country, the blue parts of our country, that are completely separate communist fiefdoms, run from the top down, and we'll get to the down here in a few minutes, by communists. Communist governments, they are implementing communism everywhere they can find it. They are turning the animals loose on the streets to rape and murder people. We've not seen this before in the United States of America. You honestly, and I hate to even say this because I'm not making a comparison to the Civil War, but to go back to a country where we had separate countries here, you would have to go back to the mid-1800s. You would. Where you just have states, areas that they're not the same anymore. They're separate places. So let's talk about ICE, the street communists in Chicago. ICE has, as predicted, as Trump said he was going to, they've been surging into Chicago to rid Chicago of as many illegals as they can get their hands on. These communist hubs, as we just talked about, these are obviously the places where illegals are going to flock because they're places where they're not only protected, they are provided for. And remember, elite communists need the mass importation of disloyal foreigners. It is everything for them. So that's why you're seeing the Democrat Party nationally, statewide, and locally do everything they can to keep these animals here. And this is why these politicians in Illinois have been speaking like this.
And know that there is the possibility that ICE will be on the ground and causing some mayhem. Don't play into their hand. And if you have the opportunity, please protest. Pull out your phone, video everything that they're doing, whether it's an iPhone, an Android, whatever you've got, and make sure that the media sees it.
ICE is being very aggressive. Remember that they are zip-tying children. They are raiding apartment blocks in the middle of the night, separating children from their families, pulling people out onto the streets naked. They are using Gestapo tactics in Chicago, and this is what Trump wants to do, right? He wants to intimidate the people of Chicago. That's not going to happen.
Are you prepared to defend this land that was built by slaves, a land that was built by indigenous people, a land that is built by workers? Are you prepared to defend this land? The people united will always prevail. I need you all to stand firm, to stand strong.
Are you prepared to defend this land, this separate land? And the people, the communists in Chicago, very clearly are prepared to defend this land. ICE in Chicago found themselves in a very, very dangerous situation as they were arresting and trying to deport animals. They were being followed. Their whereabouts were being leaked online. Their cars were being boxed in. We had one armed female say, quote, "Hey to all my gang, let's F those mother effers up. Don't let them take anyone." What happened from there? What happened from there is a situation we are very, very fortunate. It did not turn out worse. You know what it is to be boxed in traffic by hostile vehicles? It's a technique that's been used by everyone from governments to militias to street gangs, mafia types. You have a car on the road, you may think you're safe, and you may be a little bit safe until there's a car ahead of you and a car beside you and a car behind you. Now you are no longer safe. Now you are trapped in a box and you can die. And this woman was armed. And the situation has gotten so bad for ICE that they needed, and this is going to be the very, very uncomfortable and probably offensive part, they needed the local police department to step in and help. They needed more people. They needed more guns. And so how'd that go? Here's how it went.
And wanted for the hit and run, this guy fled from the scene at 37th Place in Kedzie. It all occurred, started at I-55 in Kedzie. Then they fled southbound at Kedzie, where that offending vehicle crashed. They ran the federal agent off the road.
So the chief of patrol, clear everybody up. We're not responding over there.
Radio tick. And again, per the chief of patrol, we have all the units that, per 999, chief of patrol said all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody over to that location.
62, we're going to clear out as soon as we can, Spud. We're like locked in over here, so we're going to do the best we can to get out of here as soon as we can.
It's not just that the Chicago Police Department didn't help. There were officers on the way to help, and the call was put out, hey, leave them. Leave them. And the Chicago Police Department did. Now, if you watch this show every night, obviously we hope you do, you are not surprised that our ICE agents, that our federal officials walked into hostile territory and did not find friendlies, because I told you this was going to happen a month ago. The National Guard comes in. Unlike D.C., the Chicago Police Department says, we're not working with you. You're not going to supplement anything. Hey, you want to go solve some crime? Say hello to the South Side. We're going to send in the National Guard without the cooperation of the Chicago Police Department. What happens if you wake up one morning and there's a Chicago gangbanger, black kid, dead, with a National Guardsman standing over him? What are the optics of that? Or even worse, what are the optics if it's a National Guard soldier, husband, wife, kids at home, dead on a street corner in Chicago? Not saying don't go. I'm saying be careful. Now, why did I see that coming? Well, this comes back to something we've been talking about for a long time on this show, and this is the part that might make you wince. It might make you throw something at the TV, send me an angry email. Maybe you're just going to turn it off and curse my name, but you need to hear it. I'm not saying this for fun. I'm saying this for your personal safety. This is about you, your children, your relatives, the people you love. Big city police departments in the United States of America cannot be trusted. Big city cops cannot be trusted. Why? Because that hasn't always been the case, right? And I realize there's always been dirty cops here and there. I get that, but that hasn't always been the case, right? Why did it happen? Maybe you remember, this is, 4 years ago. Yeah, it was 2021. Maybe you remember when I told you this.
A concern I've had, and please tell me if I'm wrong on this, is that who you're going to lose are the best officers, the smart, talented people, because smart, talented people have options. They don't have to get dragged through the mud every day, and you're going to be stuck with a bunch of big city police departments that are full of turds, either inexperienced rookies or losers who can't do anything else, and then you are going to have a corrupt, bad police department because all the talent left.
What happened was, and look, it's been happening for years and years and years, don't get me wrong, it just got really accelerated in the wake of George Floyd overdosing on drugs, which of course got blamed on the cops. What happened was these big cities, all run by communists, New York City, Portland, Chicago, we'll get to Portland in a moment, these cities all run by committed communists saw an opportunity to do what they'd always wanted, and that was side with the criminals and ensure criminals were set free. And so what did they do? They started cracking down in insane ways on their cops. In Minneapolis, they were sending totally innocent cops to prison for that whole George Floyd thing. Cops in big cities had war declared on them by their communist leadership. So what happened from there? Well, what happened from there was, yeah, a lot of guys close to retirement may have toughed it out for a year or two. Some are still trying to tough it out. But the others, the guys, the good people who want to fight crime, they want to arrest bad guys, they either retired, switched professions, or they moved. They moved to red areas. They moved to rural America where they can fight crime and arrest bad guys without fear of being thrown in prison if the criminal they're arresting happens to be black. But in big cities in the United States of America, there's still going to be a police force, right? So what happened when the good guys left and moved to Florida and Texas? What happened was the scumbags in leadership hired scumbags in police departments to be the new leaders, and the new police department leaders who are scumbags went out looking for more scumbags, and they have found them. They found them. And they now fill up the ranks. And so when you walk into New York City, you automatically, understandably, have respect when you see that New York City Police Department, when you see that cop car, when you see that cop wearing the NYPD uniform, you automatically think, wow, I wonder if that guy charged into a building on 9/11, but that guy probably wasn't even alive on 9/11. The guys who were alive and around on 9/11 have retired or moved. That new cop you're looking at is a DEI-hired dirtball who can't do 3 push-ups and would happily throw you in a dark cage the rest of your life because you voted for Donald Trump. It's happening now. It's where we are right now. Did you see what happened to Nick Sorter in Portland? Nick Sorter, Katie Davenport, I'm sorry. They are journalists trying to cover the Antifa protests in Portland as ICE is putting in their work there. Nick Sorter got assaulted and went to prison.
Fuck out of here, white guy. I'm walking down the street. Drink your lower. Get out of here. I'll f*** your ass up. I will f*** your ass up. Get out of here. Get out of here now.
Guess who they arrested? Nick Sorter. Katie Davenport was just filming. Just a girl, a woman, small, just filming, not doing anything. Here's how that went. You saw how she looked afterwards. You know what she did? What any normal American citizen who thought they were living in a normal American city would do, she ran to a police officer. Not only ran to a police officer, she had tracked the Antifa person who hit her to a location, ran to the police officer, and practically handed him an arrest. The police not only didn't do anything, they blamed her. I know that this stuff is hard to hear. It's hard to hear and accept that we are in a place where You can't trust cops in a big city at all. In fact, they're probably your enemy. And if they have to, they will protect your enemies and send you to jail the first chance they get. I know that's hard to accept, but that's what happens when communists take over an area. They always install their loyal apparatchiks at every level of power. The truth is, the right is going to have to take this back to blue stuff and be a lot more selective with it. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. Know what I did last night? Watched some baseball. And I'm a snacker. When I'm watching sports, like so many people, I snack. The problem is, as a chip man, I know that they're terrible for you. And as soon as you get done eating the chips, you feel all bloated and terrible now because there's all kinds of garbage in there. Not Vandy Crisps. Vandy Crisps not only have all these amazing flavors, I'm a fan of the Smokehouse. My son, he loves the plain ones. They're amazing. Anyway, you can eat them and not feel bad about yourself because they're healthy and you're not going to be bloated. Actually, healthy chips that don't make you feel bad? That's weird. Go try them. VandyCrisps.com/JesseTV. You are about to snack guilt-free. You don't have to worry about getting the side eye from the health freak in your family. All right? VandyCrisps.com/JesseTV.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dome has been making a tour, and I'm not totally sure why she's doing this speaking tour yet. I know in part, it's because she has a book she's selling that no one wants. So when you have a book, remember, I wrote a book. I had to go on a million different shows and speak here and speak there. When you have a book, you have to go out and try to pump your book numbers up. That's what you do. So I get that, but she's doing this tour, and it is reminding all of us, you and me, just how horrible she is.
Because there is so much about this moment that is trying to make people feel like they've lost their mind. When in fact, these
Of course, she had to throw in cuss words like all Democrats do now, trying to butch up, I guess. I don't know exactly what the play is here. I don't really love it, but it is what it is. But back to what she was talking about people losing their minds. That brings me to something I wanted to talk to you about. You know what I do every day now and several times throughout the day? I grab my phone and I look up social media. I check real quick at social media. Not for normal reasons, to screw off or post something political. Just real quick, I do a quick check. Do you know why I do a quick check? Because I know that at some point I'm going to do a quick check and an ICE agent is going to have been killed, or a federal officer of some kind. Maybe it won't be ICE. There are a bunch of different federal agencies involved. I know it's coming. I know it is coming. And I'm preemptively angry and sad about what I know is coming. Because Dome was half right about something. People have lost their minds. Communists across the United States of America, I'm sorry, Democrats, we'll just say Democrats for now because that's what I mean, a large portion of Democrats have lost their mind. It's not just Antifa street animals. It's not just people in the media. Your Democrat neighbor next door scowls all the time, screams all the time, spits on the Trump flag you have waving, because Democrats in the United States of America have completely abandoned any sanity or moderation, and they have lost their minds. They have lost their minds because they have been programmed. Now, Democrats are naturally more herd thinking anyway. They're natural herd animals anyway. You got that. But the problem with this is a herd animal can be programmed more easily. You're an individual thinker. You think about things. Do you agree with everything I say on this show every single night? Of course you don't. I'd be disappointed in you if you do. You have your own mind and your own values. Disagree, agree, whatever, but you think about things. If I told you to run and go jump off a bridge, you would say, Jesse's a nutball, I'm changing the channel, it's the baseball playoffs. But that's not how herd animals work on the left. And therefore, you can program them if you lie to them with big enough lies and you stick with those lies and you keep telling the same lies over and over and over and over and over again. The reason the friendly neighborhood Democrat is now a thing of the past is because Democrats live, work, and worship in a world of make-believe. A world of make-believe that is constructed for them and then constantly maintained by newer and bigger lies. I know that you probably don't watch The View. Of course you don't watch The View. And that's fine. That's good. I'm glad you don't watch The View. But that's not important. What is important is Democrats do. They watch and they believe.
Trump wants to host a UFC fight for his 80th birthday. That literally sounds like he's writing an SNL sketch. Like, yeah. That's actually true, you guys.
It is true?
Yes.
At the White House.
He wants to do, like, my dad had an 80th birthday.
Is he participating in it?
I don't know, but, like, who for your 80th birthday?
How many more years is that? Two more? He'll be gone.
No, I think it's next year.
He'll be impeached. He's going to resign. Something.
There is crime in American cities, but the way to deal with it is get the funding that you need for police, get the training that you need, and work with local officials.
This is a pretext to stop the next election. That's what I think it is.
Don't be surprised when polling booths are surrounded by American military in the guise of making sure that the elections are fair and that nobody is tampering with anything. And when you see violence breaking out, which there'll be protests, there'll be inciting violence, there'll be some violence, and they'll keep that. Then you'll see the commandeering of voting machines, ballot boxes, to make sure that election is secure. Well, what that means is that he will then commandeer the election.
I know when you heard all those nutballs speak, I know what you did. Same thing I did. Oh, gosh. That's natural reaction. No, that's ridiculous. He's going to stop the next election. They're going to send the military. Oh, God. That's what you did. I got that. And I'm glad that's what you did. But that is not what the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life did. As she sits there popping her sixth SSRI of the day, she hears and she believes. She hears and she believes. And it's important to note, this is not just on The View or this commentator, this kind of insane lying, this insane incendiary rhetoric doesn't just take place on The View. At the highest levels of the Democrat Party, people hear these things.
I fear that we will not have an election in 2028. I really mean that in the core of my soul, unless we wake up to the code red, what's happening in this country, and we wake up soberly to how serious this moment is.
And next year, I fear that what they're going to do is deploy these folks eventually to polling places and say they're protecting the vote. Donald Trump knows that without shenanigans and without these breaches of the Constitution, he's going to lose the Congress. And if he loses, he's going to immediately, in the aftermath of the election, do what he said he might do in 2020, which is use the military to confiscate the ballot boxes.
Right? He's going to stop the election. There won't be an election. He's going to send the military to the polls. I want you to just put yourself in the mind of your mentally ill liberal Aunt Peggy, whoever the Democrat is in your life, believing these things. And then they hear people like Brandon Johnson, mayor of Chicago, go on the news and say this.
To be very clear about what's at stake. And in order for our country to be a place of promise and hope and opportunity for people around the globe who have called the city of Chicago their home, it's why we're so committed to ensuring that we're protecting our democracy and defending humanity.
Defending humanity, protecting democracy. And so the street animals hear these words and they march forward and they feel like they're the good guys. They feel like they're the army of good, even though they're a bunch of rabid demonic monsters. They live in a world of make-believe, believing all the insane lies. Now they box in ICE carrying weapons. They surround them. This is some of the rhetoric from the people already on the ground around our federal officers.
We have seen firsthand how our communities are being terrorized every single day by agents who are kidnapping people, brutally stripping them, snatching them from streets, their cars and homes, and separating families. Today, we ask local businesses if they choose to support their people, their community base, or side with the racist and fascist aggressors. We demand that businesses like the Yards Plaza, owned by Freeman Properties, stop giving immigration authorities access to their parking lots. Stop enabling them to carry out even more terror in our neighborhoods.
They're naming names, naming businesses, kidnapping, stopping an election, sending the military in. We have already seen death. We've already seen assassinations. Just regular people, famous people, attempted assassinations, attempted terrorist attacks. Every day now, multiple times a day, I pick it up and I check because I know it's coming. And it breaks my heart and it makes me angry. But there's no turning down the temperature because you don't have the ability to do so, and neither do I. Nobody on the right can turn down the temperature. The temperature can only be turned down from the left. And let's be frank about this. Let's just be frank about this. They watched an ambush of Steve Scalise and others, and they didn't turn down the temperature. They watched Donald Trump get shot in the ear and another man get his head blown off that day, and they didn't turn down the temperature. Another assassin tried to kill Donald Trump, but they didn't turn down the temperature. Charlie Kirk died out in the open, on video, for everyone to see, and they didn't turn down the temperature. They're not going to turn down the temperature. They're going to turn it up. And someone's going to die. And it sucks. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. Gut health is one of those things that I never really cared about when I was younger. I mean, when you're younger, you can basically drink motor oil and you'll be fine. Actually, don't do that. That would be bad for your health. But it's one of the, as you get older, you have to think about it more, especially when you love things like jalapeno poppers like I do. I was told about colostrum, about all the health benefits of colostrum, including it'll make your belly feel better. I put it in my coffee now every single morning. I put cowboy colostrum in my coffee every single morning. I feel so good. I don't want to tell my wife. It basically has given me a license to eat whatever I want. But that's what my gut is telling me. That's what my gut is telling me. Go get yourself some. They got strawberry and chocolate and vanilla. I use the chocolate in my coffee, but you do you. Cowboycolostrum.com. Use the promo code JesseTV.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word. one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so let's talk for a minute, just a couple minutes about the system, because we have to understand what has taken place. And if you watch the show a lot, you understand this already. In fact, the news story itself didn't surprise you, but let's cover this again, because I know we have a bunch of new viewers. So listen, in every communist society, there are elite communists and there are street communists. They are separate divisions. The street communists are generally true believers, always malcontented, violent, mentally ill, and they have a job to do. Their job is to commit acts of violence on behalf of the revolution. So they will murder, they will vandalize, they will rob, they do all the things you see America's street animals doing all the time. That's their role. Then there are elite communists. These are politicians, judges, media people. They have a role to play too. They're generally not true believers. They just care about money and power, but they have a role to play, you see. They're giving out orders to the street communists because they want them to go do all these things, and the street communists do it. But why do they give out the orders? Why are they able, I should say, to give out the orders? They're able to give out the orders because the street communists understand when they get in trouble for breaking the law, and eventually they will, elite communists, judges, politicians, media people will be there to cover for them. This is the relationship. You are stuck in the middle. Elite communists, street communists, and then there's you. For instance, good example, Chuck Schumer is the most powerful Democrat in Washington, D.C. Chuck Schumer got up, you remember this, gave a speech threatening Supreme Court justices with the whirlwind.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
The whirlwind? Pay the price? What could he mean by that? Supreme Court justices are appointed for a lifetime. Can't vote them out or something? What could he mean by that? Why would he even say that? Well, here's why he says it. He wanted the Supreme Court to make decisions that benefited him, and they weren't doing it. They were frustrating him. So Chuck Schumer, he understands the street animals are ready there, violent, mentally ill, ready to attack. He gets up and he gives a speech like that, but it's not a speech. You have to understand, the street animals, they interpret those speeches as orders, as orders, marching orders, no different than when I was in the Marine Corps and my platoon sergeant turns and he says, go clear that bunker. That's an order. I have to follow it. The street communists hear that and they hear orders. And so one of these street animals got on a plane, flew from California with weapons, ready to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. By the grace of God, I believe it was his sister who turned him in, was caught just outside of Brett Kavanaugh's house. Okay, you got all that. That's an old story. But here's the great part. Well, the horrible part. A judge appointed by Joe Biden just sentenced him to 8 years in prison. Far years below the sentencing guidelines. That guy should have done 20, 30 years in prison, attempted assassination of a Supreme Court justice. 8 years. Why? Well, the elites gave the orders. The streets acted out on those orders. Then, what's their job? The elites. The elites provided cover for the streets. This is a horrible, horrible system. It is exactly what the communists did in every place they've ever done. They've ever taken power. They put in these judges to do exactly what our judges are doing. We cannot save the United States of America in its entirety without impeaching judges. I'm sorry. I hate to inform the low-T GOP, but you're going to have to get your hands dirty and start impeaching judges. Period. All right? All right. I love the emails you send me about them. I got one last night. Some guy had a different cell phone service, and he calls Pure Talk. Speaks to an American. Pleasant one. Speaks English. Had to look at his phone twice. That's weird. Who hires Americans anymore? Pure Talk does. Not only were they pleasant, helpful, guy saved a fortune when he switched to Pure Talk. Make the switch to the patriotic cell phone company that hires Americans, honors our veterans, and doesn't take your money and use it to poison the United States of America the way Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile do. Make the switch. It's easy. You want to keep your phone? I get it. Keep your phone. Keep your phone number or get a new one. Pure Talk makes it easy. Go to puretalk.com/JesseTV.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about communism in the church. You know already, because we talk about it all the time, that communism is itself a religion. It is not a political ideology. It's not left. It's not Democrats. It is a religion. It is a way to see the world in a way to serve a power higher than yourself. That's how communists view it. So they have a problem, though. So many people, maybe you, they already have a belief system. They already serve a power higher than themselves, and they don't want to replace it with communism. Well, that's a problem if you're a communist. So you can handle this problem a variety of ways, but one thing the communist knows for a fact, you have to handle this problem. So if you're in the Soviet Union, you might just burn down the churches and torture and kill the priests. You'll do the same thing in Spain when you have your communist revolution. If you're in China, you go execute all the Buddhist monks, tear down the temples. You're just taking care of the problem in a more forward manner. But American communists don't have that option. They don't. America's Christian founding, America's church, it's occupied by a bunch of people with guns. Even if you're a Democrat president in this country, you kind of still have to pretend a little bit to be part of it. So if you're Joe Biden, you have to stumble into mass once every year and tell people you're a Catholic. Why is he doing that? Joe Biden isn't Catholic. Why is he doing that? Well, you understand you still have to pay lip service to it. Well, that's a problem, isn't it? If you're a communist having a revolution, that's a problem. They want to burn down the church and kill all the people who go there. But you can't do that here. So if you can't do that, if that option is not available, what options do you have? We have to take them over. If you can't burn them down and kill everyone, then you have to infiltrate them and marry your religion with theirs until you can finally destroy it. And they know being anti-Christian is a problem for them. They've known this for years. That image, which is very accurate, is a problem for them. This is an old clip that's been going around, but it's from 2016. John Stewart getting all indignant. You don't own Christianity!
This country isn't yours. You don't own it. It never was. There is no real America. You don't own it. You don't own patriotism. You don't own Christianity. You sure as hell don't own respect for the bravery and sacrifice of military, police, and firefighters. Trust me.
But we do own those things. The communist hates America, hates the church, hates the cops, hates the military. We do own those things. So why would you go on a rant like that? Because he understands the fact that we own these things and the fact that that image is out there presents a problem for the communist revolution. So what do? Well, you have to infiltrate the seminaries, infiltrate the church, and make it something completely against the Bible and, frankly, demonic. That's why we have female pastors now.
Word became flesh and lived among us, and my body, your body, their bodies are home for the living God. Yes? Full of grace, full of truth. That is why I take my 11-year-old boy to drag shows in the summer with my friend and fellow church leader Kate and her 11-year-old boy. I want him to know that there is no wrong way to have a body, especially if you're a man. That bodies can be celebrated and played with. I want him to know that all bodies can shapeshift and be adorned with makeup and glitter. All bodies. I want him to know that there is no wrong way to live in his body as long as his body is not hurting other bodies. Amen? I especially want him to know this if he turns out to be a heterosexual, able-bodied, and cisgendered man. I want to raise a boy who knows that he doesn't get to tell other people how to live in a body.
And I want her to know she's going to burn in hell for all of eternity if she doesn't apologize and change her ways. But that's not the point. The point is the people who sit in those pews, they think they're getting the teachings of God. When instead, you know what they're getting. Look, this stuff is everywhere.
O God of pronouns, we give praise to the Great One, the One who is identifiable as God. I am what I am, you say, the great they. The incarnate he and she, the God of trans being, male and female, intersex, non-binary, in your image, exactly in your image. Spectrum, rainbow God, who put your promise for nonviolence in the symbol for queer love before humanity knew, because you knew. God of pronouns, who said, you can call me he or she or they, whatever makes you feel closest to me.
I'm not going to play anymore. Look, I could. We have 20 of these. I'm not going to play anymore because it sickens me. But just know that this was done on purpose by the communists. They ran smack dab into the American church, and they had to figure out a way to conquer it. And they are conquering it. And it's not all these freaks. Maybe your pastor gave a sermon on white privilege after George Floyd died. Mine did, by the way. I lost my church that day. But we have got to be awake and realize the communists are infiltrating the churches in order to destroy a competing religion. All right?
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. night. It is time to lighten the mood. And I do so enjoy Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller with the White House has been such a good messenger for Donald Trump, the Trump White House. And he is really, what he's putting out there is unapologetic conservatism. I don't even know if I want to say conservatism. Unapologetic anti-communism. And this is really important because this stuff bleeds down to the masses. No more navel-gazing. No more, you're being really biased. No. When they treat themselves as your enemy, you treat them as your enemy. This is a pretty good lesson for all of us.
Is it the case that, as Pritzker frames it, you are profiling brown people? That this immigration crackdown is designed to go after people of color?
what a dumb question. The illegal aliens who are here are taking jobs away from blacks, they're taking jobs away from whites, they're taking jobs away from Latinos, they're taking their health benefits away, they're taking their school slots away, and of course, in many cases, they're committing heinous crimes. We cannot have a system of law in this country that privileges illegal aliens over American citizens, and that's what they're doing. You know it, and I know it.
So that's not exactly a no, Stephen. Can you just unequivocally So no, this policy is not designed.
I thought when I said it was a dumb question, it meant no.
Well, I just want to be clear and precise. I appreciate you trying to qualify my questions, but nevertheless, I think it's a fair one that a lot of people have. So
full answer is no. That is a lie, and it's a dumb question.
That's very good. I'll see you tomorrow.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.